A reading today from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, Chapter 7, the Lord of Five Features, and we're on text number 82. Asaya nachaya more karaya kandana eta shuni guru hasi ali la bachana. Chanting the holy name in ecstasy causes me to dance, laugh, and cry. When my spiritual master heard this, when my spiritual master heard all this, he smiled and said, so this is from the section where Lord Chaitanya is speaking to the Mayavadi sannyasis, and he's explaining why he's chanting Hare Krishna and dancing instead of studying the Vedanta Sutra. That his spiritual master found him to be a fool, unfit to study Vedanta, and said that rather he should chant the holy name. And then by chanting the holy name, he found himself going mad on spiritual ecstasy, and he is explaining his situation to his guru. And that's where we are now. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. When a disciple very perfectly makes advancement in spiritual life, this gladdens the spiritual master, who then also smiles in ecstasy, thinking, how successful my disciple has become. He feels so glad that he smiles as he enjoys the progress of the disciple, just as a smiling parent enjoys the activities of a child who is trying to stand up or crawl perfectly. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Shri Veda Gadadhara, Shri Sani Mubha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Anchakalpa Pribhis Chakpa Sindhu Vibhsh, Paritanam Pavanibhu, Vaishnav Vibhu. So, we're hearing here Srila Prabhupada's realization of how seeing the disciple progress in spiritual life gives pleasure to the guru. He smiles in ecstasy, thinking how successful my disciple has become. So this was something that Srila Prabhupada experienced in his own life. He had some successful disciples. Hearing about Jayananda Prabhu a few days back, his disappearance day is the day before Nrisimha Chaturdasi. And after Jayananda Prabhu left his body, Srila Prabhupada wrote him a letter, actually. And in that letter, he said that As his spiritual master, he felt proud to have such a disciple as Jayananda Prabhu. What an amazing qualification to be such a good disciple that your guru is proud to have such a disciple. So that's practical evidence that the guru takes pleasure in the advancement of the disciple. And he was also proud that disciples went to London, the three devotee couples, they were able to make such a sensation. There's a article in the London Times, Krishna Chant Startles London. And Srila Prabhupada was very pleased with them. Because a few of his sannyasi godbrothers had gone to London and tried to start something, but they were not successful. But his grihastha, young grihastha disciples went there and they tried to start something and they were very successful. So he was very pleased how wonderful it is that my grihastha disciples have done such amazing preaching, establishing Krishna consciousness in London and in the UK. So that's actually the goal of the disciple, is to please the spiritual master. And one place Prabhupada says that the spiritual master isn't pleased by how much money the disciple brings in, but rather how much advancement the disciple has made by carefully following the instructions of the spiritual master. So we can continue and hear what Ishvara Puri, the disciple of the spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya, had to say. Krishna nama maha mantra eta svabhava ye jape para krishne upajaya bhava is the nature of the Hare Krishna maha mantra that anyone who chants it immediately develops his loving ecstasy for Krishna. In this verse, it is explained that one who chants the Hare Krishna mantra develops bhava, or ecstasy, which is the point at which revelation begins. That's an interesting piece of knowledge. That bhava is the point at which revelation begins. It is the preliminary stage in developing one's original love for God. Lord Krishna mentions this bhava stage in Bhagavad Gita 10.8. Aham sarvasya bhavavo matasvavam pravartate simatva bhajanti mam buddha bhava samanvita. I am the source of all spiritual and material world. Everything emanates from me. Wise who know this, perfectly engaged in my devotional service, and worship me with all his heart. Neophyte disciple begins by hearing and chanting, associating with devotees, and practicing the regular principles. And thus he vanquishes all of his unwanted bad habits. In this way he develops attachment for Krishna and cannot forget Krishna even for a moment. Bhava is the almost successful stage of spiritual life. So, we learn a few things here. Something we learned from this verse that Prabhupada quotes. Wise who perfectly know this, the Christian spirit of all spiritual material worlds. They engage in devotional service and they worship him with all their hearts. So this bhava actually comes from understanding that Krishna actually is the Supreme Lord, the source of everything. And when one understands that, then he engages in devotional service and worships the Lord with all his heart. So that this bhava actually is the result of experiencing Krishna to be the Lord, the source of all spiritual, but actually understands the greatness of Krishna and engages in devotional service, bhava becomes manifest. There's another related verse in the Bhagavad Gita, 4:10. That also mentions bhava. It says, mud bhava, transcendent love for me. Yida raga bhaya krodha, man bhaya mam kashrita. Bhava jnana tapasa, uda mud bhavam agata. Being free from attachment, fear, and anger, being fully absorbed in me, and taking refuge in me. Many, many persons in the past became purified by knowledge of me, and thus they all attained transcendental love for me. And this gives a few more qualifications for attaining this bhava. One has to become free from attachment, fear, and anger. So there's a group of unauthorized personalities who claim to have great love for Krishna, the Sahajiyas, but they're not actually free from attachment, fear, and anger. They're still very much attached to sense gratification. So according to this verse from Bhagavad Gita, we actually can't have bhava, love of Krishna, if we have, we still have material attachment. Yeah. Because becoming free from attachment, fear, and anger is a preliminary prerequisite. Then also having knowledge in knowledge is also there. One knows the Supreme Lord, and then one's free from these material contaminations attached to the name. And by performing devotional service through that knowledge, then we can purify it. And then one can come. One of my favorite verses in the Great Harmony Plan, if you get a good complaint of 49, Shalimani should have picked that part of the God. It's described how that love of God is kind of way in the heart, it's not sustained, it's not back and forth. When one engages in devotional service beginning with hearing, it's kind of love. There's a fact. You already have love for God. The goal is to recover that. The way we do this primarily in this age. Chanting is My Lord, you have hundreds of millions of names, such as Krishna and Govinda, and these names you've invested all the transcendental energy. They're not even hard to pass through the channeling. That is so unfortunate that I have no attachment. He's nothing yet. Due to the offenses, he has no attachment. Of course, and he's revealing the mind of a it is possible to know very quickly about you should chant the Hare Krishna mantra for the desire to be Krishna. Krishna has fulfilled the desires of all living beings, and is especially attentive to fulfilling the desires of the devotees. So if he is telling the devotees to desire to chant the Hare Krishna mantra, Sunday, and although it may seem that we're so offensive that we can never be prepared, and certainly we can't actually stop. It's decided one cannot commit so many offenses that they can't be nullified. We can't commit so many sinful activities. It's very important that we keep, that we chant with the desire to repent without offenses, and also that we make the endeavor to chant without offenses. That we know what the offenses are, and we try to avoid them. Sometimes it's helpful to cultivate the opposite of the offense. Like the first offense is to blaspheme devotees dedicated their lives to propagation of the holy name. So we can practice glorifying the devotees who dedicated their lives to propagating the holy name. In this way, all the different offenses, the offenses disobey the orders of the spiritual master. So we can practice obeying the orders of the spiritual master. Offensive, just consider the names of the demigods to be on the same level as the holy name of Krishna, or to be independent of the name of Krishna. We can glorify the demigods as eternal servants of Krishna, which is what they are. see things in their proper perspective. We, instead of blaspheming the Vedic literature, we can glorify the Vedic literature. Instead of giving some interpretation on the holy name or considering it to the imagination, we can cultivate knowledge of how there's no difference between Krishna and his name. Krishna has invested all his potencies in his name. And that name is Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta. It's Purna, it's complete, Shuddha, it's pure, and Nitya Mukta, it's eternally living. So we can every day recite verses that glorify the Holy Name to counteract this tendency. This way we can try to just do the opposite of many offenses. The chanting of the holy name is a purifying process, so the more that we chant, the fewer offenses we commit. And when our offenses decrease to a certain point, and that's Bhava stage develops. He said that even at Bhava there are a few traces of a sinful reaction still around. Prema is a complete pure state. But the more we chant, the more we become purified. And then the more we chant, we're in a purified state. Faster we become purified, we become pure. That means pick up greatly as our offenses diminish. But we shouldn't think because I have immediately developed my ecstasy for Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna, that it's some defect in the holy name. It's actually a defect in our own consciousness in which we're chanting the holy name. Prabhupada also describes that if we cultivate a service attitude to the Lord and to the holy name, as well as chanting the holy name, that service attitude will greatly help us surpass the offensive stage. So, it's nice of Srila Prabhupada to reveal that in this purport that even Krishna mentions Bhava in Bhagavad Gita. Because if you ask your average Hare Krishna devotee, where does Krishna mention Bhava in Bhagavad Gita? And if so, where? I'm sure a lot of people would immediately think of this verse. So it's good to know. Aham savasya pavarama tasa vantavajita iti bhava janti mambuddha bhava samadhita. And the source of all spiritual material worlds, everything emanates from me. The wise who know this perfectly engaged in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. That's the first of what are called the Chatur Shloki, or the four verses that summarize what Bhagavad Gita is all about. So that indicates that this bhava is very important. This feeling in the heart of affection for Krishna that arises on the platform of serving Krishna in knowledge of his divinity and supremacy. There's more to the purport here, which I didn't notice, actually. So I'll just read that. A sincere student orally receives the holy name from the spiritual master, and after being initiated, he follows the regular principles given by the spiritual master. When the holy name is properly served in this way, automatically the spiritual nature of the holy name spreads. In other words, the devotee becomes qualified in offenseless chanting the holy name. When one's completely fit to chant the holy name, he is eligible to make disciples all over the world, and he actually becomes the god of guru. Then the entire world under his influence begins to chant the holy names of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Thus all the disciples of such a spiritual master increase in attachment for Krishna, and therefore he sometimes cries, sometimes laughs, sometimes dances, and sometimes chants. These symptoms are very prominently manifest in the body of a pure devotee. Sometimes when our students of the Krishna consciousness movement chant dance, even in India, people are astonished to see how these foreigners have learned to chant dance in this ecstatic fashion. As explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, actually this is not due to practice. Without extra endeavor, these symptoms become manifest in anyone who sincerely chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Many fools, not knowing the transcendental nature of the Hare Krishna Mantra, sometimes impede our loud chanting the mantra. But one who is actually advanced in the fulfillment of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra induces others to chant also. Shastra Kaviraj Goswami explains, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahe Tar Parvartana. That's when we see the special power of attorney from the Supreme Personality of God, and he cannot preach the glories of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. As devotees propagate the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the general population of the entire world gets the opportunity to understand the glories of the Holy Name. So, chanting and dancing or hearing the Holy Name of the Lord, one automatically remembers the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And because there is no difference between the holy name and Krishna, the chanter is immediately linked with Krishna. Thus connected, the devotee develops his eternal attitude of service for the Lord. This attitude of constantly serving Krishna, which is called bhava, he always thinks of Krishna in many, many different ways. When he's attained this bhava stage, he is no longer under the clutches of the illusory energy. And other spiritual ingredients such as trembling, perspiration, and tears are added to this bhava stage. The devotee gradually attains love of Krishna. The holy name of Krishna is called the Maha Mantra. Other mantras mentioned in Narada Pancharatra are simply known as mantras, but the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is called the Maha Mantra. Another nice piece of information Prabhupada is giving us, because of the great power of the holy name of the Lord, it's called the Maha Mantra. It also makes a nice point that because there's no difference between the holy name and Krishna, the chanter is immediately linked with Krishna. Thus connected, the devotee develops his attitude of service to the Lord. So, just by the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, we become linked with Krishna, and we develop the attitude of service to Krishna. And as we serve Krishna and chant the holy name of Krishna, we become more and more purified, and we progress through the different stages up to the stage of bhava, and then ultimately prema. So this process is very positive. The more we chant, the more we become purified, great, the more powerful our chanting becomes, and we progress step by step to the platform of love of Krishna. So we wish everyone success in this great endeavor. They're able to use their human form of life to chant the holy name of the Lord and develop their love for Him, and that they can inspire others to take advantage of this great opportunity. So we can end here. Thank you for your attention. Divine grace. esse Bhaktivedanta Swami, Prabhupada, que já